So as a expert in K-pop, how do people get into K-pop? Hypothetically.
You mean like into the industry?
Yeah, yeah. Not as someone who's done it.
I mean,
welcome to the Offline TV Podcast.
That's my job.
S3E3. What does that mean? Season 3, episode 3?
Broden said we don't know when this episode... Wait, we can't even say that. That ruins immersion. Welcome to season 3, episode...
5.
Today you have Disguised Toast, Lily Pichu, and our special guest, Alexa.
Ooh,
welcome,
hi.
Welcome.
Hello,
so,
hello.
Do you prefer Alexa, Alex, Alexandra?
I mean, y'all can call me everything but my full name. Everything but my full name, I accept.
What's your full name?
Alexandra.
Oh, wait, I thought you were joking. Because, like, you know, like, Lillian, like, you know, like, it doesn't have to have a full thing.
So everything but Alexandra.
Yeah, just Alex, Alexandra, Alexa, whatever.
That's so noble.
Thank you.
It's a very fancy name.
My mom wanted to be fancy, but no one calls me Alexandra. It's just Alex.
You know, Allie. Alex is pretty short, simple.
Yeah, to the point.
So what's your background? Like, why, like, that name?
That's because my dad is white.
That would explain it. That would explain a lot of things, yeah.
My dad's American and my mom's from Korea. That's how this happens.
Got it. Yeah. So you were born in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes.
I did not expect that. Yeah. Oklahoma.
Really?
I don't really know many... She's the only one I know from Oklahoma now, but...
I'm honored. Oh, my God. But yeah, Oklahoma, middle of nowhere.
So how do you get from Tulsa, Oklahoma
to K-pop
yeah, star? Like, that's a big jump.
It is quite the jump, honestly. Mm-hmm. To condense my story, because it's a very long and confusing one. So I liked K-pop ever since like 2008. That's like around when SHINee debuted. I don't. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know. Okay, we trust Lily. Lily, we trust.
I know.
Oh, and you know. Love that for you.
Very cool, Broden.
Thank you, Lily.
Very cool.
So back in 2008, I got into K-pop, and then in middle school, my current best friend of like over 13 years at this point, we were assigned to do a project over Chinese pop culture, and she was like, oh my God, let's do one over Henry from Super Junior. And I was like, who from what? And so she brought me over, introduced me to Super Junior, which is one of the really bigger, older groups, and that was kind of my gateway to K-pop. And then later on down the line, I learned like dance covers and everything, put those on social media, entered some contests, and that's how I won a trip to Korea originally back
then.
That
is so cool. Thank you. Yeah. Like the steps to like just get to that point.
Yeah, that's very self-made almost.
Thank
like,
you.
You didn't just go through like just straight up auditioning. You made content, put it out there, and then got noticed.
It was definitely a long journey, but the payoff has been very nice so far. So
now you're K-pop.
Now I am K-pop.
Alexa from Oklahoma.
I am K-pop now.
It's K-pop.
I am.
Very cool.
Thanks.
Did you like really had a dream of being a K-pop star when you first got into it, or was it more like a hobby on the side?
I mean, like ever since I was a kid, I really wanted to be a performer of sorts, and so, you know, I did theater and musical theater and like dance in my high school and in college, and then this opportunity came up and I was like, well, this seems like a great opportunity, so why not just take the bull by the horns and yeehaw, you know? Yeah.
Very Oklahoma.
Very Oklahoma.
I'm sorry.
No, it's great. It's very cute.
So you start with dance covers and you uploaded them on like YouTube, Twitter.
Instagram actually was my main platform for things when I started. Yeah.
Cool. You should upload dance covers.
We did dance covers like 5 years ago.
Oh, Mr. Man does some dancey dancing. You dance?
Dancing is a very loose term for what we do.
Yeah, we just copied the action. Oh, it was Orange Caramel?
Oh, like Catalina?
What song was it?
They made circles. I remember circles.
Yeah,
da 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 da. But
magic something.
It's in my head, but now I won't.
Yes. Harry Potter, magic.
But
magic,
I know what
something,
you're talking
magic
about.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What was it like growing up as a Asian American in Oklahoma?
It was interesting. I mean, Oklahoma is definitely not the first place you think of when you think of racially diverse places in America.
Think of cows.
Yeah.
And the Burger Belt.
You're not wrong.
Their burgers are great.
There are some good places in Oklahoma, not gonna lie. But I mean, yeah, my dad is from New York of Caucasian descent. And but, you know, even though I was a mixed Korean and everything, I was always seen as and treated as an Asian person growing up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I faced racism here and there in schools and in jobs. But there's this one specific story my dad told me that has stuck with me. So I guess he was like in Walmart or something shopping. I was a baby. He had me in the baby part of the cart, as one does. Uh-huh. And this really sweet looking older lady approaches him and is like, oh, is that your child? And he was like, well, yes, it is. Oh, God. And then she says, well, don't you know it's a sin to mix the races?
Oh, and I'm God. Just like,
no. Like, I've told this story so many times, and it's just like, that's just what it was like. I mean, granted, I'm sure Oklahoma's great now. It's, the world itself is becoming so much more ethnically diverse and, like, accepting.
There are still people who do.
But that's the thing, you know, that was like, if anyone asked what my experience was growing up in Oklahoma, that's my story. That's it.
I love the way you voice acted the lady.
Oh, thank you.
Like, I can totally envision this. Wow.
Yeah, like, that's I feel like... Even back then, they don't know what they're saying. It's kind of...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like... It's weird.
Exactly.
It sounds like she said it with such, like, niceness and confidence. Mm-hmm.
But it was so backhanded. So backhanded. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, nowadays...
What do you even say to that? Like...
I was baby, so I was like, a goo. Like, goodbye. But nowadays, there's so much more Asian representation in the media.
Yes,
I mean,
I noticed.
I know it was unintentional, like we said earlier before the podcast, but what y'all are doing, it's also pretty great for representation. So
yeah, there's definitely like a lot of Asian content out there right now that's like taking North America interest, like Shang-Chi and Squid Game.
Squid Game!
Yeah, have you seen it?
I love Squid Game, the Squidly Games. I love.
Did you finish the whole thing?
I did.
Yeah, it was very well made. And
it was solid. It was a very solid show. Mm-hmm. And I like it. I think I love Korean shows. I think they're so creative sometimes. Mm-hmm. And the directing, it's amazing. I'm glad that more people are like starting to notice it, especially with Netflix constantly pumping out K-dramas, shows, etc.
There's so many good ones, but I know that Squid Game's like literally taking Netflix by storm. It's the like first rank.
All the TikToks I've seen.
If you haven't watched Squid Game, watch Squid Game.
Yeah.
Okay, but like we're not trying to hype it up too much. It's a solid show.
No, it's an amazing show.
I like it a lot.
It's a great show.
I don't want them to be like, oh, my expectations are like through the roof. You know what happens. It's like introducing people to In-N-Out saying like, it's like the best burger on earth. But then they tried it and it's like not, it's like okay.
I've been victim to that so
that's what I mean. I don't want
many people from California like, oh my God, try In-N-Out. And I'm like, I did.
And how was it?
It's a burger.
Oh.
For translation, it's like whatever.
It wasn't bad, but like,
it was like,
it's a burger.
Five Guys is better, in my opinion. But
Five Guys is so expensive.
True. That's like, why it's like a special treat.
It's so much. They just dump fries in the bag.
Yeah,
like,
they
the entire thing is just fries.
Yeah,
I know it's like intentional, but it's so many fries. Like, how am I supposed to eat this?
What was your parents' reaction when you said, I want to be a K-pop star?
Well, I figure we can all relate, but my mom wanted me to be a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Of course. Okay.
She wanted me to go into the forensic pathology field, actually. And
that's
specific. The thing is, that's because I had interest in that, like in high school and everything. I actually wouldn't have minded going to a forensic school. I actually applied for a few colleges for their forensic programs, but, you know, I told them, hey, I want to be a performer. And they're like, okay, so.
Right? Where's the paycheck? Like, they're always wondering about that.
It's like, okay, how about you major in something practical, and then your minor can be like your hobby thing. And it's like, no. So, I mean, you know, I had great grades in school and everything, and I have pretty decent work ethic, but, you know, they really didn't support my dream of becoming an idol or a performer really until 2017 when I first went to Korea and like shot this mini reality series. Mm. This was before my company scouted me to be like a trainee and everything, but... After that whole series was released and everything, that's when my parents really saw, like, oh, okay, so this is something that she could actually do. So how about we just let her go. And I'm glad they did.
I'm glad they did, too. Now you're flourishing. Now you're, like, a mappa. Like, look at me.
Hi, Mom and Dad. Aren't you glad I'm not a doctor now?
I had such low grades. My parents didn't even want me to be a doctor.
No,
like,
really?
Like, their expectations were so low. So, like,
how did it feel now?
oh no, they changed their mind when they're like, you can make money from this? Well, by all means, continue on, daughter.
Yeah, for a lot of Asian parents, it's that first
paycheck. They
want to
see that you're like taken care of, you know? Yeah. Because like when you say you want to be a performer or anything related to arts, mm-hmm. it's hard to make money it when is. It's music, art, singer. Mm-hmm. Not many people make it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the fact that you made it from Oklahoma.
Thank you, Ruby.
I'm sorry, nothing wrong with Oklahoma. I'm just
like, no, but like nobody comes from Oklahoma.
I never like expected you to be from Oklahoma.
Because all we have is like Carrie Cows. Underwood, Reba McEntire, Garth Brooks, and that's all the country singers.
Great food though.
Great food, yes, great food. And there's, I miss downtown Tulsa though, but I mean, yeah. Mm. K-pop's not really an Oklahoma thing.
Yeah. You mentioned your label scouting you as a trainee. So mm-hmm. who are you with?
Okay. So this is also a little bit of a complicated story. I feel like everything in my life is complicated to explain. But so my company is ZB Label. Mm-hmm. The ZB stands for Zany Bros. So the music label portion is like the subsidiary label of this giant music video production company. I honestly think they're the biggest company in Asia. Like, not trying to be like, my company's amazing. But like, I think we really are the biggest music video production company in Asia.
Got it.
That's awesome.
And so they've been running for about 20 years at this point. And then when they found me, they always wanted to make like a music label.
Oh
would you look at that? Would you look
Thanks,
at that?
Gordon.
Thank you, Brody.
Zablabble.
Zablabble.
It's me.
Oh, wait, that's you?
Yeah.
Green hair?
Yeah, I had a...
Oh my gosh.
Ooh,
you look
picture.
So cool.
Thank you. Why is it I'm 4'12"?
Alexa.
Is that not just 5 feet? But I'm not even... I'm 4'11", y'all. I'm 4'11". That's a lie. That's Wait, a lie. Okay. Final 4'12" is 5 feet.
Really funny.
I'm 149 centimeters. That's a lie.
Wow, you look so cool. You look like
Thank
a...
You.
I'm telling you, like an MMORPG character where you're like, oh,
Thank
I want this
you.
Hairstyle and this like... Maple Story stuff.
My overall concept for my stuff is AI and like multiverse.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So if y'all ever take a look at my music videos, we have a lot of really cool special effects
that's
and everything.
Cool.
I literally did like combat training for one of my music videos. Like,
wow.
Wow,
that's
fun
really
stuff,
cool.
Fun stuff. Oh my gosh,
wow.
A little about me. Shall I read this?
Sagittarius, yes, I see.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Tulsa Community College, ENFP. I'm sorry, they have your MBTI?
Yes.
That is so funny.
It says you speak Russian as well?
No, that is a lie.
when you get that, when you get that website updated.
Who's gathering? I don't speak Russian. Who's gathering? I speak more Spanish than that.
ENFP.
What is K-popping right?
Oh, there's a section, fun facts about Alexa.
Fun facts about me.
She loves watching RuPaul's Drag Race. Is that correct?
I do love Drag Race.
Specialties, ballet, dancing, acrobatics.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Oh, okay. This part seems pretty accurate.
Let's see. Yes. Yeah, that's actually all correct. Where did the Russian come from?
I think they just assume because...
Oh, because my dad's
Russian.
I speak Russian. I see how it is.
Yeah, I can see how they would make that connection, yeah.
But my dad doesn't even speak Russian. He's like the fourth lineage Russian or
whatever.
Oh, like,
in that case...
he only speaks English. And New York, because New York is a language of its own.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
Super, super cool.
Thank you. Oh, there's more.
Oh, wow.
Oh, me, oh, my.
Oh, look, if given the opportunity and the time is right, she would like to go on another Korean survival show.
Yes.
Participate in Squid Game.
Squid Game.
Speaking of friends, we both know...
El Señor J.
Of Day 6.
Yeah.
That's funny. Like, the fact that he started playing games,
mm-hmm.
well, because of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we got introduced to him, and then, like, these connections, cute. Small world.
Is there anything we should look out for? Because we're going to see him in 1 month for his concert.
Yeah. 88 Rising's happening for Jay.
Tickets.
Let's go.
You don't have tickets?
What are we supposed to get?
We can probably get tickets.
Right? Yeah,
I get tickets.
Well, you don't have a ticket, but... I got a ticket.
Oh, thanks, Broden. Very cool, Broden. Good guy, this guy.
I'm sure Jay can get you in.
Oh, yes, totally. Yeah, I'll go with the little fans, you know?
Yeah.
Go, Jay.
Go, Jay, go.
So you recently sang at the Dodger Stadium.
I did.
That must have been nerve-wracking.
I was shaking in my boots. I was shaking
Could
in my boots.
Can you describe that experience? Like, I'm curious, like, how did it...
So, I mean, here in America, clearly the pandemic is definitely a little different than in Korea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In Korea, we've been in, like, serious lockdown for the past 2 years.
Don't understand what that means in America.
Like, I mean, right now in Korea, there's a rule. Like, after 6 p.m., typically, no more than two people can, like, sit at a table eating in public or like even like gather together. Strict. Unless like, you know, they're both vaccinated, then four people can. And if they're like vaccinated, then six people can. But it's just very strict rules like gathering and everything. So when I promoted music shows in Korea, you know, they don't let fans in anymore. There's no audience. It's just the camera crew and like the PDs that are there. And so I went from performing in front of nobody to stepping like into that stadium. 46,000 people. And I'm like, I have to sing now. Very, very scary. Very, very honored to have been given that opportunity. But it was scary.
That sounds exciting. Like, you got to sing the anthem in front of the Dodgers. That's crazy.
Sports.
We love sports here.
Sports ball.
Esports.
But yeah, that was crazy for me.
So, do you play any games in your spare time? Okay. Do you even get you? Do you have spare
games
time?
Or play games?
So here's the thing. My brother really likes games, and he's a good gamer. Me, I have interest in it, but do I go through with that interest? No, I watch playthroughs. Like, hello?
Do you have like a favorite game?
I mean, the newer Resident Evil that came out, I watched a lot of playthroughs of that.
With the big, big mommy?
Yeah. Yeah, with the big mommy. Yeah. That one, and then I know my brother plays, I think, Monster Hunters. And he showed me, he's like streamed it for on Discord for me, so I've seen him play that, but.
Oh, you use Discord?
I do use Discord. Okay, yeah.
She already know most of
Discord. A lot of
is Discord like is the
thing for gamers. Yeah.
All the days of Skype, MSN, Trillion, Pigeon, everything.
Skype, MSN, I see you.
Now it's Discord. I remember when Discord was like just starting out too. Like, I got one of the beta invites and I'm like, I was like, oh, this is going to be big? It's going to be big.
And there we go.
It's huge.
So as a expert in K-pop, how do people get into K-pop? Hypothetically.
You mean like into the industry?
Yeah. Let's say.
How would a 29-year-old Taiwanese.
29-year-old Korean girl get into K-pop who's really into singing.
I'm not.
And wants to do music videos.
I have no
videos.
Interest.
Okay,
first of all, I'm like 10 years too old. Second
of all. As someone who's done it.
I mean. Look, I see.
I have no interest.
It's totally not either one of you you're speaking about. I don't know who you're talking about. But, I mean, so...
I think generally. Like people, how do people start in K-pop?
Well, there's a few different methods. The most common is typically just, like, online auditions. I mean, while in-person ones are a thing in Korea, and I know that certain companies have bases, like, in New York and in California, the most common method is definitely online auditions. And most companies will ask for you, like, to do a minute or a minute and a half of your submission material. So you can include, like, one dance video, a rap video, a singing video, maybe even, like, a monologue if you want to do acting as well. They're most likely going to ask if you speak Korean or have any experience, like, you know, as a performer. I'm trying to remember things that were on resumes when I applied to companies, but, you know, at the end of the day, not everybody's gonna, want to take you, but just keep trying.
I'd imagine it's, like, so competitive, because everyone wants to be, like, a K-pop star. You know, that's, like... It's so popular.
Nowadays, like, there are new groups coming out left and right. Like, I'm having a hard time keeping up. I'm like, who are the new ones nowadays? There's so many of you.
Same. I just know they're all really pretty, and they make really nice music videos. Their songs are always so catchy. Yep. It's like...
Keep up!
Keep at it, Toast. Yeah. You got this.
So how do you stay in shape? Because being a K-pop artist is a lot of dancing.
Yeah, I saw your weight there. I need a cut calorie. Amy!
Is it a lot of dieting? Is it like a lot of cardio? Do you just get enough exercise, dance, practicing?
I bet it's dieting.
So
too.
For me, I honestly do not diet. You know, when for my first comeback last February, I had a diet for a small point in time, but we realized quickly that did not work. I was just eating salads, and that didn't really help me build muscle or bulk anything because you need protein. But for me, honestly. I mean, I'm dancing, like, every day, hours on end. I mean, I don't indulge in a lot of greasy food a lot. I like burgers. I like ice cream and stuff, but I don't, like, eat it all the time.
I bet, like, dancing every day, like, that's a lot of cardio. Like, it's hard.
It really is.
I tried dancing, and I'm, like, not a God-given gift. But, you know, like, it's a lot of exercise.
It's okay. You can still try, and you can still get there. I believe in you. Fighting.
Fighting. 시도.
응원하겠습니다. But I mean, I also work out at home, and you know, staying hydrated is definitely a big part of it. But yeah, I don't diet, so I like food too much.
So your label is known for music videos.
Yes.
Yeah, and I saw one. I think it was Bomb, and it looked really.
That was her debut, 2019.
It looked really like a lot of work to set everything up. The shots, the like.
I bet. Like,
so me and Lily were in someone else's music video.
We were like small cameos.
Like tiny cameos.
Oh, really?
5 seconds.
But we had to be there for 12 hours. It was insane. But the production value that went behind it was like, there was someone for every little thing. Uh-huh. Like light one, light two, camera, like everything. Yep.
So we were there for 12 hours for a 5 second shot.
There was a
And this is, oh my, like, this is you and Bomb.
Yeah, so fun fact, one of our, like, producers, PDs at the company, he's the one carrying me right now. So the fire is real. None of that was CGI. A lot of people in the music video came out, they're like, oh my God, the fire looks so real. It's like, because it was real. And it was like 2 in the morning, and the gas smells were very strong. And my backup dancers, half of them had these full face masks on. So that, plus the gas fumes, I felt so bad for them, but...
This looks amazing. Thank you. Effects.
Thank you.
I watched this last night, and the first thing I noticed was that's real fire.
Yeah. Yeah. The cars were actually on fire.
Broden would know because he's a film guy himself.
Yes. Okay. Fun fact, the braids with the rings in my hair, when we were dancing, they would keep hitting me in my teeth. it hurt. It did not feel fun.
This is so cool. You look so cool.
Thank you.
Was this all shot in one day?
No. So my music videos, most of them take 3 to 4 days to film. And this one we filmed, I believe, starting at... I don't remember. We started sometime in the AMs, earlier than 6, and then we ended the next day like 6 AM.
Jesus.
So, and then we took a break. And then the next day we started filming again.
You look so cool.
Thank you.
I can't get over how cool you look.
Thank you.
So muscular. Badass. Wow.
But if anything, I think, you know, my debut music video is my debut music video. I love it to pieces. But my favorite music video and favorite song is actually Revolution. That's a music video where there's like combat. I ran past explosions that actually hit me.
Wow.
It was very fun.
I love seeing like the creative aspects of like music videos, the production that goes into it, like all the work that goes into just making a 3-minute
music
video is like crazy.
And the thing is, with my concept and my music videos in general, there's a storyline.
Yeah.
So if you watch things in chronological order, the story comes together. And this one has not been continued upon yet because this was the end of the first trilogy we did.
So cool. Right. I love the hair, too. It's like,
thank you. I love so that cool. hair so much. Wow. Oh, I miss it. It was a good color.
You're so cool.
Thank you.
So are you part of the creative process? Like, they come to you and say, hey, Alexa, how do you feel about this?
Do you have, like, input on, like, what you want to do?
I do have input because my company knows I really love sci-fi and I really love cyberpunk things.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's why we went with this whole concept when I debuted. And,
the influence
you know,
is definitely there, like, a lot of sci-fi stuff.
They built that whole car just for the music video, and the fire was very hot that night.
Your hair is so cool there. The light blue.
Thank you.
That's really cool.
In certain places in the outfits where my arms are out, you can see the bruise.
Oh, Adds to the music video, I guess.
Here's the combat.
Wow.
Very fun times. And then I also had to do wire work with this because it's this
it's
next
It's like
scene.
A mini movie. Really.
Yeah.
It's a movie.
We like it to be very cinematic with what we do. And that deep diving thing was very fun as well.
Wow.
It was like 5 in the morning during that. Very cold. Very, very
super
cold.
Super cool. Turned out amazing.
Thank you.
Do you do your choreography practice with people or do you do it by yourself and you guys show up and do it together?
So basically whenever I have a comeback, I will get the, what's the English word for this? The reference, I guess. And so I'll start learning that myself maybe like a day or two in advance before I meet with the choreographers and the team. Mm. And then typically we'll have a group lesson and everything. But the thing is the preparation time changes every comeback. When I first debuted, I had about a month to prepare. And then as the comebacks went on, I think it got less and less. Like with this music video, I had about just a few days to prepare with the choreography. And then with the latest one I had extra, I had about 3 weeks or so. But it just differs every time if time constraints happen.
I'm just so impressed by the production.
Thank you.
It's really cool.
I mean, that's Zany Bros for you.
Zany Bros.
Shout out to Zany Bros.
Zipplebles.
Zipplebles. But yeah, this was a really fun music video to shoot.
Yeah.
7 a.m. in that tunnel. Whew.
Dude, this is like motivating me. Every time I see K-pop videos, I'm always like, I gotta work out, dude. It's so motivating, you know? Like seeing like, oh my God, they're so fit. They move like, so much faster.
Well, thank you for some motivation. I mean, I'm glad that we could provide that. And this is where the next storyline would come in, because it's a multiverse.
Wow. Oh, that's really cool that you make your own like multiverse with your own music video concepts.
We love the creative team at Zimblabble. Cool. That armor was like 100 pounds. It hurt so bad.
Wow.
It was 5 a.m. I was shivering.
Like the different outfits that you have to wear. Thank you. Very cool.
That's like the lead in into the, like, the next music video concept.
Mm-hmm. So cool.
Gosh.
So cool.
That hurt so bad. Oof. But y'all seeing it.
You're actually just getting pummeled by it.
That actually looks painful.
It was painful, but you know.
Anything for the art.
Were you supposed to run past them, or is it part of the story to be
hit by them? So I was supposed to run past it, and like, I guess because it was manual, we didn't have automatic, we had a manual. And the things, the very first run we did through, great, no problems. I was like, okay, I can run past explosions.
And then you just got
Yeah, and then the next time, it was fine until the very last one, the fourth one hit me, and I was like, wait, what? That was not correct. And then like, do you want to take a break? Do you want to keep going? I'm like, just keep going, I guess. Like, and so I kept going, and it kept hitting me, but...
Well, what was it? The destination guy going to? Was he like just?
It was
really
a little
jumping?
Too early, yeah.
Unfortunate.
But I mean, we had a cool music video that came out of it. So I mean, anything for the art.
So, you do a lot of AI things.
Yes.
And
yes.
Says your fandom name is actually like AI Troopers.
Yes, AI Troopers. That is what my
That's
fans
cute.
Are called. Thank
That's
you.
Cute.
Thank you.
Because you lean into like the sci-fi AI stuff.
Yes, sir.
Did you get into sci-fi because of any particular piece of work?
I mean, I just remember, like, when I was a kid, like, my parents showed me Star Wars, Star Trek, you know, like, Blade was another thing I really liked, too, and The Matrix. So, yeah, I've kind of just always really been an avid fan of sci-fi, futuristic stuff.
That's cool. I like that common theme. It's like a little common storyline.
Oh, yeah. Except for the new music video. It's totally different. Oh. Totally different. Okay. It's like a 2000s throwback kind of vibe. And my hair is bright pink, as you can see in that little... icon over there.
So cool. Do you like dye your hair every time, or is it like sometimes? Or, oh my gosh!
she's like,
you bleach every time?
So I mean, right now my hair is kind of in resting state. We just dyed it dark before we came to the States, but it was like blonde before we got back because the pink had faded and we just bleached it all out. Like when I debuted, we bleached my hair and got it to like silver, but then we went dark blue for the video. For Do or Die, we went purple. For After That, we went like, what do? We did. Bright orange for my son Kitty Run. Like that little Among Us dude, it was like that orange. Mm-hmm. And then we went back to like a light purple for my next song. And then we went blonde again. And then we had another thing.
Kind of exhausting dyeing your hair over and over and over again.
My scalp is screaming.
It
is screaming.
Bleach.
But we do hair treatments and everything. We take care of it. Mm. But the pink was definitely the most vibrant I think we had.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Cool. So you're here in America.
Yes.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing?
Well, what are you doing back?
I mean, I sang at the sports ball thing.
Uh-huh.
And then I've been having meetings with like my American label over here. I've been doing contents. I had fan meetings actually the last 3 days.
Okay. How'd those go?
They were incredible. I haven't been able to directly meet my fans in 2 years. So being able to see them face to face and like actually hear their voices and not just like read comments on a screen, like it was just so heartwarming for me.
That's cool.
It was fun.
Cool.
Sunmungdan in Cape Town, great Kaibi Chin place.
Note taken. We were talking about that before, but note taken.
Oh, yeah, have you had a chance to go out and eat and do American stuff?
I mean, I got some Italian food with my parents not too long ago. And then my mom, they live in like Dallas, Texas. There's a big Korean community. There's a lot of Korean restaurants. Mm. But, you know, coming to LA, it's like, oh, yeah, let's get some pizza. Let's get some burgers.
Ah.
But the last meal my mom wanted before they went back to Texas, was like, oh, let's get Korean barbecue. I'm like, I live in Korea, Mom. Can I get some pizza?
There is really good Korean food in LA, though.
There is.
Like, it's phenomenal.
It's good. The places we went, very good. Mm. But I kind of just want like a burger, you know?
Do you have other aspirations? Like, you're a singer, dancer, everything about acting?
Actually, there is something coming out, not sure when, but so last year, my company, in cohorts with another, like, production company called Megabox, released this series called Quedam. It was on Netflix and actually got pretty big. I don't know if y'all know about Quedam.
No.
It was like in the top 10 ranking things on Netflix last year. But basically, it's just about Korean urban legends, and it's like a horror short story miniseries, basically.
Okay.
And so they saw the success of it last year and wanted to incorporate K-pop idols into the casting this year to make it a bit more globalized and grab more fans. So I'm actually involved in this season. I filmed my episode. I can't really speak much about it because it's still not released yet, but it's public information. It's a escape room theme for my episode. Very fun.
Have you ever done escape rooms?
I have, and I am claustrophobic, so they scare me. So it was kind of stressful. I was like, oh no, I'm actually scared right
now. That's really cool.
But it was a lot of fun. So I'm trying to branch out into acting, but you know, hopefully more opportunities present themselves.
Cool. Wow.
Thanks.
Very accomplished.
Yeah.
Does it make you feel bad about yourself?
No.
I'm joking. That was, we're bantering. We're friends here. We're friends. Chingu.
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 But yeah, I was surprised and honored because, you know, we just play games. It's like, wow, a K-pop star wants to come talk to us?
We play games, yeah.
Yeah, we play games. We play
but
games.
You do it good. You play the games good.
Yeah, you ever heard of like Among Us?
Yeah, she recognized the when she recognized the, oh, she knows what Among Us is.
Jay is the one that got me into Among Us.
Oh, did you play?
Yeah, for a little bit, yeah.
Toast loves Among Us.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic.
No, he loves.
Oh, really?
Like, his entire content
I played it
thing.
For a year straight.
Ooh.
He was good at it.
Okay.
Mafia like game. Yeah. So
yeah. How was your Among Us experience?
I mean, when I played it with some friends, it was always fun because it's just like, okay, we always try to make it seem like we were the imposter, but you know, you can kind of tell who's good at lying and who's bad at lying.
Mm-hmm. But I think the more you play with your friends, you start to know them. I
notice the patterns.
A problem with our friend group sometimes, you just know them.
Yeah,
you know when they're lying.
They lie.
And I get so tilted. Sometimes he lets me live because even though he knows I'm the imposter, because he feels bad.
Were you a good imposter?
No.
No?
No, I'm not a good imposter. I'm just better
it's
as a
really
crewmate.
Hard. I like being crewmate way more. Imposter is like so much stress.
Exactly. It's running away from things is much more fun than running so to much. Things.
To them. Mm-hmm. To kill them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well,
did you just play with like Jay and like regular friends or do you play with like other K-pop people?
I'm pretty sure that one day when we were at like our podcast thing, I'm pretty sure we all sat down during a break and just played one round or something. But I've also played with just another group of friends I have, like, and we'll go on Discord together so we can actually, you know, communicate. But yeah, I died a lot and I was not good at killing, but it was fun and that's what matters.
It's yeah, cool.
That's fun. Yeah.
It's cool like talking to an actual K-pop person.
And me?
Because we always, like, watch the videos at home. Mm-hmm. We put on music videos and stuff. So it's like, really interesting to hear, like, your process, your bruises, like, your experiences. Very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a different experience.
Completely different
when
world.
When we think K-pop, we think, like, oh, these are girls in Korea for, like, years and years. And they get trained from babies and raised as these, like, K-pop. Like,
in labs?
Yeah,
not
your purpose
labs,
is to be
no.
a K-pop star. But talking to you, it's just like you I or do. Someone in Tulsa got into K-pop.
Yeah, you're in America. Like that's.
Yeah.
I always hear about people starting K-pop when they're like so young.
See, that's the thing.
So young.
I mean, every artist has a different background. There are some like established artists nowadays that were trainees for like 10 years. In my case, it was just also a few months before I debuted as well. But
like so much pressure, like especially because everyone wants to do it, right? Yeah. And if you don't get picked, it's like I would feel so like, am I not good enough? Like I have to keep trying. How long can I keep trying for? Because there is a limit, obviously.
I mean, I assume you know Twice, right? I mean, Jihyo, she trained for 10 years and she never gave
that
up.
That is
so
insane.
Look
and
at her now,
Twice.
Like
that's
Twice.
You never know. So you chase your dreams.
You chase your dreams.
I will be there with the little fans with toasts on them.
I'll come to your fan signing.
Well, my plan is to become an actor first.
Oh my god, can you please tell her about your Shang-Chi?
Wait, hold on.
Talk
let's explicate on this.
No, my dream is to be in Shang-Chi too. Because Shang-Chi 1 just came out, right? And it did really well.
Uh-huh. We're very encouraging in this household.
Okay.
So they're going to need more actors for Shang-Chi 2.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's not a lot of Asian American guy actor. So that's I super ask well of known. You.
Uh-huh. Where's your acting?
Do you act, my guy? Like,
no, but I am Asian and yes. I speak that's Chinese. Enough.
You speak Mandarin?
I
Kendall?
Speak Mandarin, yeah.
Okay.
And they speak Mandarin in the movies.
Yes.
So that's...
You know, 2 plus 2 equals 4.
Yeah.
You chase your dreams. Don't let anyone else tell you otherwise. I want to be the Awkwafina.
Yeah.
I mean, look at it. We got the casting right here. Yeah.
But Marvel.
I feel like the lack of up. Acting kind of plays into it a little bit, don't you think? Just a little bit. I will sign up for acting classes with you. It's not that. It's fun.
So y'all live in law.
I'll direct you around. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you for very cool, Brandon.
We'll get you ready. Yeah.
For Shang-Chi too. Yeah. I want to be the too. Main villain.
Oh my main god. Main villain. Listen, we're very encouraging. You know, yeah, you go for it.
Uh-huh. You're doing great, sweetie.
You guys all think I can be Shang-Chi too?
Do you know martial arts?
No. But that's why they have stunt doubles.
True, but nowadays in Hollywood, if you do your own stunts, that's definitely like looked up. Well upon.
Yes.
It's not too late to start.
Tom Holland was Spider-Man because he was a gymnast before.
I love Tom Holland.
Tom Holland's pretty cool.
Really cool.
So acting classes, martial arts lessons. We'll get you on those singing lessons too while we're at it. I've heard you sing. You have potential. I believe in you.
Thank you.
Oh, it's Tom Holland. Flips and Tricks compilation.
Oh, wow.
Wild. I love little Spider Boy.
So he was a gymnast before he became Spider-Man?
Yeah, and he was also like a ballet dancer, I think.
That's actually insane. That definitely helped him.
Mm-hmm.
And now,
that's so cool.
It's amazing how one's like trajectory in life. Like now he's a superstar. And
oh my gosh.
That's insane.
Do your little flips, little boy.
Just like how Alexa, you know, when she was young, she saw Super Junior. It's like, hey, I want to be that, right? And she did it.
And this is your Shang-Chi.
Yeah, this is what it's like for me. And then 5 years from now, we'll look back on this mm-hmm. podcast and we're like, hey, Tulsa was talking about being Shang-Chi too. And look at him being
the main
villain.
He was Shang-Chi too. Yeah. You know?
Chase your dreams. Chase your dreams, but make concrete steps to achieve that dream too.
Oh, that's good.
Lily, you have a dream too. To shoot your own music video.
I do want to make it a music video one day. That's why I'm so impressed by your like what they do is like insane.
Thank you.
Like a little indie music video. That sounds fun.
I mean, if you ever find yourself in Korea visiting family or anything, hit us up.
Do you have any advice for Lily when it comes to music videos?
She has a company though. Like,
yeah, but she's on set.
I need to crowdfund mine. Okay.
I mean, y'all said you were like waiting on set for like 12 hours, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
that was a long time.
Because I know that labor laws in America are different, but like, just saying, in Korea, when you shoot music videos, it's typically like 24+ hours at a time. Sometimes 48, sometimes 72.
Ooh.
So I can see that you like devote this chunk of time and then you're done.
Yep.
You make a video mm-hmm. and then they do the rest.
But you do have meals in between, and depending if they're building the set or moving location, you have like a little bit of time to sleep. Yeah.
That's cool.
But it's intense.
Wow. Yeah, this entire industry seems intense.
Very intense, but it's a fun job to have. Mm-hmm. So
when I was in Korea, we told the crew, oh, only 12-hour days. And they're like, what?
Oh,
really?
God. Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very cool, Broden.
Yeah.
Thanks,
you're so cool.
But wait, what were you doing in Korea?
That's a separate thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's a separate thing. Oh,
were you filming something?
Yeah, I worked on a short film in Korea.
Oh, oh word.
He does, yeah.
You do
yeah.
the filmy things.
He does the filmy things. He has a camera.
Ooh.
A couple.
Okay. Yeah, like 3-4.
Is that thing released?
Yeah, that was back when I was in school.
Okay.
Cool. Cool.
Yeah. Here, you can't shoot for a long time without someone shutting you down.
I've heard.
They
so
will sue you.
That's exciting. Yeah. If I ever shoot anything here, I don't have to do 24 hours.
That 12 hours just for the small cameo was like insane to me too, because we had a personal stylist for even like someone who was showing up for 1 second.
Uh-huh.
He dressed us head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
With, like, everything. I've never dressed in so many fancy things. And I'm like, I'm only going to be in this for a second. But, wow, I got mm-hmm. some nice Instagram pictures, though.
At the end of the day, it's all for the gram.
Yeah. Do you your own social media?
I do, yeah. I have, like, an Instagram. We have a Twitter, YouTube. I have a TikTok.
Has it been all very, like, a pleasant experience for you, like, social media?
I mean, there's always going to be trolls and negative comments, but just, it's whatever. In general. I'm having fun. Okay. My fans are very supportive and very loving, so that outnumbers anything else. So. True.
Do you read the comments yourself?
I do, yeah. Wow. I mean, especially whenever, like, new releases come out for me, I always check the fan reactions, because...
That's fun.
It's important to monitor that stuff, you know. Is the dog barking? Is it okay?
He's a chicken. I hear him go, wah, wah, wah.
Just grab him.
He That's sounds like a chicken, right? Yeah.
Yeah, when you hear it, it's like, is that a dog or a chicken?
His bark is so unique. We love Nobby. Yeah.
His name is Nobby?
Nobby.
Aw, yes. Cute.
Do you have any pets?
Back home, we have a dog. His name is River.
River. Mm-hmm. Okay. Kind of dog. Let me guess.
What would an Oklahomian dog?
Sorry, I like a lot of Koreans have Maltese.
Yeah, but we did not have Maltese. I think I had a picture of my boy. Let me find him. Scroll, scroll, scroll. Donde está usted? I know I saved the picture.
Oh, hablas español?
Ah, sí, sí. Perhaps I don't. I thought I had... I'm a bad dog mother.
Oh, it's okay.
But he's half Yorkie, half Dachshund.
Oh, Yorkie.
Mm-hmm. So he's a little boy.
Aw, how old?
Great question. We don't really know because my mom actually found him. By the river.
Oh, that's why it's called the river.
But... Oh, hello, little angry chicken dog.
Oh, he's so nice.
He ran.
I'm not meow.
Angry chicken dog. Oh, hello. Hello. But yeah, I don't know how old he is, but he's young still. He's young still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. So what's next for you?
Yeah, what's from the pipeline? It's that
I'm sure you have a lot of things lined up.
Show. Mm-hmm.
There's videos. We're filming something while we're out here. It's not exactly NDA, but I'm just not going to speak on it just
in
case.
You know, to be safe. Mm-hmm. NDAs are no joke.
There's that. And then we just got a lot of contents that we filmed while we were here. So those will come out later. And then hopefully a comeback in the next few months, but nothing set in stone yet. But yeah.
That's exciting. Seems like you have a very bright future.
Thank you.
Uphill. Seeing your music video, quality and everything.
Thank you.
I'm going to say, we knew her.
Before she was, super, super...
Before she's, twice level
famous.
You never know. You literally never know.
You never know.
You never know.
Just like how we never know if you're going to be in a show.
Shang-Chi too.
We know.
Manifesting.
I feel like there's, a thin line between, confidence and, delusion, but we tow it. I'm joking.
Just one toenail of the line.
Yeah,
just
keep that confidence. I think that's really nice.
So, anything you want to say to your fandom while
AI
you're here?
AI troopers.
I'm going to look directly into this camera. Hello. fancy meeting you here if you happen to be stumbling across this. But while I've been in LA, I've had the wonderful opportunity to meet so many of you, and I'm so grateful for that. Thank you for the undying love and support. And I hope that I can continue to become an artist and a person that y'all support and hydrate as you do. But yeah, grateful to be here, and I hope you guys enjoy the content that's been coming out. And if you're not subscribed to Offline TV and you're somehow watching this, then subscribe.
She's so idol. She's such an idol.
You can tell she hosts the podcast.
I
want to
be an AI trooper. I understand. wow. That was very smooth.
Very well very done.
Thank you.
Usually people take a few takes, but that's like...
And I think that's going to do it for us. Thank you all so much for watching. A big thank you to our guest, Alexa.
Thank you.
Coming all this way, go check out her content. If you haven't listened to her music and watch her music video, it's very good. Go watch the one where she gets injured.
Yeah.
So you can see what we're talking about.
Anyone from Hollywood out there who wants to cast him in Shang-Chi, please.
We can't. I did said this on the last podcast.
Oh, shit, really?
We can't keep saying
this. I'm allowed to curse.
Yeah.
Oh.
Can you curse as a K-pop idol?
I mean...
You try not to?
I try not to. Yeah. I try not to. I can, but I try not to.
Honestly, I need to stop cursing. It's such a bad... When I was younger, I watched South Park.
Oh, no.
Yeah, every time they're like, God damn it, Cartman. I thought that was so funny. And I'm like, God damn it, Cartman. I wanted to copy it, so that's how I started. But trying not to, generally, good. Mm. Good.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, that's an example for the kids.
But you're right.
All right, thank you all so much for watching, and see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.